Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love.
And health.
Sometimes a soccer ball is more than just a ball. Sometimes it's a lifesaver. Tim Yonigan has always followed his heart, whether as a carpenter, a chef, a lyricist, or now as an entrepreneur. So in 2006, he saw a documentary about children in Darfur who found solace playing soccer with balls made out of garbage and string. You ready for that? And he was inspired to do something about it. You know, Tim, welcome to Life, Love, and Health.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm reminded of the old saying that if you see a problem and no one is doing anything about it, well, guess what, Tim?
That's your
You're elected.
Thank you.
And you elected yourself to co-found an organization, and you are now the founder and chief innovation officer of the One World Football Team, and you make soccer balls that people can't break. What is that all about?
Crazy as it sounds, this ball was inspired by and engineered specifically for the children who live in the harshest places, not just in Darfur, but they were the ones that caught my attention. But also, we have opportunities right here in our own country where there's a rough environment, where there's no grass and turf, and it's just the inner city streets. And it's just that bouncing ball that stands between those children and harsher realities in life.
Yeah, I'm quoting the New York Times article in which you said that children use trash because balls donated by relief agencies, well-intentioned folks, and sporting goods companies quickly ripped or deflated on the rocky dirt that doubled as soccer fields. Kicking a ball around provided such joy in otherwise stressful and trying conditions, and I can certainly attest to that. So the children would play with practically anything that approximated a ball. You also said that millions of soccer balls that are donated go flat within 24 hours. What is that about, Tim? What's happening out there to these soccer balls?
Well, those wonderful soccer balls that are that we are familiar with that need a pump are only designed for grass and turf. So this harsh environment is full of nails and barbed wire and glass, and as soon as they hit, they puncture and they rendered useless. They can't be patched.
What was the aha moment in the creation of the One World Football? Something occurred where the light went on, the bolt of lightning. Perhaps you can help me there.
Yeah, I was laying there watching the news, and I was watching these children who had been horribly traumatized, and I saw this look in their eyes that
in Darfur,
news clip, and I just recognized that in their very essence, they, as children, their only way to find their way in the world is through play, and they needed to play, and they were willing to play with improvised trash and a rock. And I just knew about this material. It's called cross-linked closed cell foam. Most people are familiar with a variation on it that is under the in the form of Crocs shoes.
Uh-huh.
Very durable, very elastomeric, very flexible, but it never oxidizes like rubber. It stays flexible. And I knew about the material years before, and it just popped right into my consciousness that I could use that material, repurpose it for this application.
That's probably why it's called pop foam, because it just popped into your head. Now, how many balls has your organization given away?
Well, we are now in full production of almost 45,000 balls a month.
Wow.
For the next 3 years.
How many balls are out there now?
Almost 50,000. We're just coming up. We're just surpassing that, in fact.
But this is an expensive, noble undertaking. Noble or not, it costs money to produce and distribute these balls literally, to 150 countries?
We're already, yes, almost in 150, and we won't stop until we're in every country. We're already in all 50 states.
So who's helping you out here? Let's give a little credit to those folks.
Well, we were found by Chevrolet, and they have turned out to be one of the most extraordinary partners in this endeavor. They recognized at the very essence of what we were looking to do that it reflected their own core values entrepreneurially. I mean, going back a century, they were a young startup once. And they're used to breaking the mold, so to speak, and doing things differently.
So what's in it for them? I mean, they certainly aren't going to sell any cars to folks in, you know, in many of these countries. They sound very altruistic and, I used the word earlier, kind of noble.
We will gladly accept those words to describe them, and we agree wholeheartedly.
As we're moving along here, how can people get in touch with you? Because I know a lot of folks would probably like to not only buy one of these balls, but perhaps we can only help make a donation to your organization. How can folks find you?
Do you mind if we share
please.
Web address? We are www.oneworldfootball, which we spell internationally, FUTBOL.com, oneworldfootball.com.
Our guest is Tim Yannigan. He is the founder and chief innovation officer of One World Football and the One World Football team. What is it like going to a small community in Africa or Asia and delivering a ball or two? First of all, I'm sure you see lots of dead balls, tired balls, former soccer balls that didn't make it past, the first hour or day?
Yes, and it's an environmental challenge, but most importantly, when we arrive, you see this absolute craving to play. And the quicker that we get through our little presentation and just turn those balls loose and let those kids run.
Yeah, the kids don't want to hear the speech.
Yeah, they're off. And to see a ball that doesn't wear out, we don't even care if those children understand the technology. It's not about that. It's about what happens to them when they get to play to their heart's content in places where there is no heart's content. It's extraordinary. They don't have to worry about avoiding that wall or that bush with thorns. They can just play until they are spent. And that's never happened before.
It's really hard to overestimate the value of a soccer ball that is virtually indestructible. I realize nothing is indestructible, but the One World Football comes, pretty close?
It does. We don't actually use the word indestructible. We say virtually, or we say ultra durable, because of course, you can destroy anything if you set your mind to it. But if you use it as it was designed, it will last for decades, and it will replace thousands of balls and save countless very hard to come by dollars for these organizations that are doing incredibly important on the ground work for sports therapy.
You showed me a couple balls that were in the hands or the paws, as it may be, of several animals. Tell me about that, because I saw one that looked like it had been chewed to pieces, but it still bouncing around.
Yes, it's been extraordinary. We've had confirmation that the lion, Triton the lion at the Johannesburg Zoo, is still playing with the same two balls 2 years later that I left there when we launched in 2010 during the World Cup. And that saved that zoo the cost of 3,000 soccer balls.
Really? I mean, how many soccer balls was this lion going through?
4 to 6 every day just to get him to play for 30 minutes. And the first time he got his paws onto that ball and his teeth into it and it didn't deflate, he worked himself up into a frenzy that they had never seen before.
Wow.
He went for over an hour till he just surrendered and laid down exhausted. And that told me on a very deep level that we could do that same therapeutic benefit for children.
How does this soccer ball compare to a traditional soccer ball that we may see at the World Cup, for example?
Well, the only thing those two balls have in common is the word ball and the shape, but it compares into a category what we call a street ball. It's a low bounce, hard surface ball, as opposed to a high bounce, soft surface ball.
So does it perform like a more traditional soccer ball?
Absolutely. It is regulation size 5, same size and weight, and so it performs precisely the
same. Are professional soccer players frankly amazed to discover that this ball works as well as the more expensive version?
Well, they are, but they marvel because every one of them, even if they grew up in England or America, they all remember having deflated balls as child.
What's the best part of this? What do you get out of this?
It's hard to describe. Just the fact that this magical thing that we can't describe is happening for children, I mean, it's just the only thing that sparks hope in their world.
Our guest has been Tim Yannigan, who is the founder and chief innovation officer of the One World Football team. Tim, thank you so much for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health. I really admire what you're doing.
Thank you, Chris. It's an honor to be here.
I'm Christopher Springman, and you are listening to Radio MD.